Today's Environmental Minute is brought to you in part by the Florida State University Department of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Science and the Florida Climate Institute.
Hello, I'm Jeff Chanton on the faculty in the Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Science Department at Florida State University. Today's environmental question is, performance-based septic systems have been required for new construction in Wakulla County and have been suggested for southern Leon County. What are these systems, and do they really reduce nitrogen levels in our groundwater? Performance-based septic systems are meant to lower the amount of nitrogen flowing to a drain field and then to the groundwater. Excess nitrate results in the buildup of algae, the clogging of waterways, and harmful algal blooms such as red tides. Performance-based systems create both oxygenated and oxygen-free zones within septic tanks. These zones foster the growth of special bacteria called denitrifiers, which remove nitrate from human waste by turning it into nitrogen gas, an inert compound. Recent studies by FSU in Wakulla showed that these tanks typically reduce nitrogen levels by about 50% relative to traditional septic systems. Reduced nitrogen levels are critically important for maintaining the quality of Florida's springs, rivers, lakes, and subsequently the health of our tourism industry.
Environmental Minute is a service of the Florida State University College of Arts and Sciences and WFSU. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and may not be shared by WFSU or the sponsors of the Environmental Minute. More at wfsu.org/environmental.